Run, run, Forrest, run, 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 run to win, run. Know you not that they which run in a race run all but one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain. And every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beats the air, but I keep under my body and bring it to subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Every athlete that is performing and getting ready for the Olympics, they don't carry on, or a ballet dancer, or an equestrian rider, a sports competition, football, soccer, basketball, baseball, all these sports. You run, you discipline your body, you train it up, you do not indulge in other things. And if I fight, I do so to punch my target right in the face and take him out. If I go target shooting, I want to hit the target so that my enemy is annihilated. And that is my body, my carnal nature, my flesh. I bring it into subjection. 1 Corinthians 9, 24 and 27. Look, therefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, who are these witnesses? It's the unseen realm that is watching us and those in the temple that are watching our life. Let's lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily besets us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sit down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endures such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. You have not resisted to blood, striving against sin. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks unto you as unto children. My son, despise you not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when you are rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he received. If you endure in chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chastens not? But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then you are bastards and not sons. Hebrews 12:1-8. This is putting our flesh under subjection and subjecting ourselves to the chastisement and disciplines that come into our life as from God to put off the sin. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For if they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. And why do we need to be partakers of his holiness? Because God said, be you holy as I am holy. And without holiness, no one shall see the Lord. Let us look at this holiness and this chastisement and putting off those things in the flesh that so easily beset us, these sins, and how do we discipline ourselves? discipline. We need to discipline ourselves. Well, let's look at God's discipline. If we do not discipline ourselves and judge ourselves, and we are called gods, then He will judge us and discipline us. And if we are not being disciplined, we are not gods. Let's look at 2 Kings 21, 11 through 16. Because Manasseh, king of Judah, has done all these abominations and has done wickedly above all that the Amorites did, which were before him, and has made Judah also to sin with his idols. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of Israel, behold, I am bringing such evil upon Jerusalem and Judah that whosoever hears of it, both his ears shall tingle. And I will stretch over Jerusalem the line of Samaria and the plummet of the house of Ahab. And I will wipe Jerusalem as a man wipeth the dish, wiping it and turning it upside down. And I will forsake the remnant of my inheritance and deliver them into the hand of their enemies. They shall become a prey and a spoil to all their enemies, because they have done that which is evil in my sight and have provoked me to anger. Since the day their fathers came forth out of Egypt, even to this day. Moreover, Manasseh shed innocent blood very much, till he had filled Jerusalem from one end to the another, because this sin wherewith he made Judah to sin in doing that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. And what is evil in the sight of the Lord? Well, you need to read the first five books of the Old Testament called the Torah, the Pentateuch. It is the counsel of God and His instructions. There are 611 or 30 some commandments and statutes to observe, but let's take the basics, the unnegotiable ones. Deuteronomy 5, 6 through 22. I am the Lord your God, which has brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make any graven images or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. You shall not bow down yourself to them nor serve them. For I am the Lord your God, I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children until the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it as the Lord your God has commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but on the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your ox, nor your ass, nor any of your cattle, nor the stranger that is within your gates, that your manservant and maidservant may rest as well as you. Remember, you were a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God commanded you, that the days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. That you shall not kill. I understand that it actually means you shall not murder, from the Hebrew translation. Neither shall you commit adultery, neither shall you steal, neither shall you bear false witness against your neighbor, neither shall you desire your neighbor's wife, neither shall you covet your neighbor's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, his ox, or his ass, or anything that is your neighbor's. These words the Lord your God spake to all your assembly in the mount out of the midst of the fire, of the cloud and of the thick darkness with a great voice, and he added no more. And he wrote them in two tablets of stone and delivered them unto me. This is the standard by which we measure and line ourselves up with the Ten Commandments. Leviticus 19:35-37. You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment in Midyard, in weight or in measure, just balances, just weights, a just ephah and a just hin shall you have. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. Therefore, you shall observe all my statutes and all my judgments and do them. I am the Lord your God. Now let's look again at 2 Kings 21. Let me remind you that Manasseh, king of Judah, did all these abominations, did wickedly. He sinned with the idols. And the Lord said that because of that, he did evil in God's sight, which meant he broke the Ten Commandments one way or another, that he provoked God to anger, and he shed very much innocent blood from one end to the other. And the Lord said, this is evil in my sight. Therefore, you shall observe all my statutes and all my judgments and do them. I am the Lord your God. And what happens when that doesn't? When we don't observe these statutes and judgments, then God will stretch over Jerusalem the line of Samaria and the plummet of the house of Ahab. He's going to measure it with the plummet and the ley line. Let's look at again before we go on about measuring up or lining up with God's view of things, not ours, his. The law is the taskmaster to show us righteousness, to bring it to us. It is the measuring line and the level for God's house to be built on these precepts and statutes. Deuteronomy 25:13-16, you shall not have diverse weights, great and small. You shall not have in your house diverse measures, great and small, but you shall have a perfect and just weight. A perfect and just measure shall you have, that the days may be lengthened in the land which the Lord your God gives thee. For you, all that do such things, and all that do unrighteously, are an abomination unto the Lord your God. Shall I count them pure with the wicked balances and with the bag of deceitful weights? Micah 6:11. This plumb line and this level. What is this plumb line and this level? Amos 7:5-9. Then said I, O Lord God, cease, I beseech thee. By whom shall Jacob arise? For he is small. The Lord repents for this. This also shall not be, says the Lord God. Thus he showed me, and behold, the Lord stood upon a wall made by a plumb line with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said to me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a plumb line. Then said the Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will not again pass them by any more. In other words, and the high places of Isaac shall be desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid waste, and I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword. God has measured them with the plumb line and the ley line, the level on the wall that he established, the boundaries that he put. He set the wall. He said, no more. I won't pass over and not bring the judgment. Now it's coming. Amos 7:5-9. And again, Isaiah 28:16-18, therefore thus says the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Judgment also will I lay to the lion, and righteousness to the plummet, and he shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place, and your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then you shall be trodden down by it. Okay, this is talking about the judgment. The cornerstone for the temple is Jesus. I lay in Zion a foundation stone. It holds the whole foundation together. He is the example. He was without sin. He was perfect. He took your sin and he gave you the Spirit of God in order to write the commandments of God in your hearts. I will write my laws in their hearts and they shall no longer profane his holy name. For who has despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord which run to and fro through the whole earth. They are the seven eyes of the Spirit that are laying his foundation that is unshakable. As he will shake the wall and everything that can be shaken and the houses of sand, and only those built upon the rock will stand. Repent. Judgment is at hand, and the day of the Lord is coming. Be saved, all those who are on Mount Zion in Jerusalem, who call on the name of the Lord, shall be saved in the day of the Lord. Joel 2:28.